Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Dale and Pearl Rotz. Let me tell you something. One time you almost die, you're a grateful person. Two times you almost die, you're a grateful person. I have a couple that have been attacked so many times doctors said they should have died, and miracles happen. This tells me they understand how to get in touch with the invisible realm for a miracle. Dale and Pearl Rotz, I'm going to take you back, Pearl, to 1975. What were the last words you remember before you realized you were dying?
Honey, my heart, my heart. I woke up, and that's what I said, is my heart, my heart.
And Dale, when she said that to you, what did you do?
I immediately grabbed her in my arms and took her downstairs in the living room, and laid her across my lap on the davenport, and trying to find some life or some in her pulse. I couldn't find nothing. I remember I said, God, you can't take her from me. But I did not know the reality that God was not the thief. And immediately on the wall was written in about a 4x4 on the white wall in front of me, and it said, if you would apply the blood over you, the house over your house of the death eater should pass over you. And so I read that.
Wait a second, how was that on the wall? I mean, did you happen to have it painted there?
No. What? It had to be through the spirit eyes, through your spirit man. If natural eyes, I didn't see that.
Had you ever seen something like that before?
No, that's my first time of seeing things like that.
Okay, and so what did it say again?
It says, if you would apply the blood over your household, the death angel shall pass over you. As I read it, the second time, and I spoke it out. I said, in the name of Jesus, I applied your blood over my household. You death angel, go in Jesus' name. And immediately she leaped in my arms. She said, honey, read the word, read the word.
And why did you say read the word?
Because I know it's the word that gives us our power. I didn't realize what had happened even. I just knew that I was in trouble, and the word was my answer.
The power is in the Bible.
Yes.
Because what you saw on the wall came from the Bible.
It came from Exodus 12:13. This happened at 2 o'clock in the morning. And in matter of fact, 2 o'clock in the morning, the Holy Spirit, the Lord woke up two people in our church fellowship and began to pray for our household. So the Holy Spirit is alive, alerting others also to pray.
And then you found out what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Your kidney exploded?
My kidney exploded.
And what happened?
And what it did is it sent particles of the kidney that had exploded and blood clots through my body. And it wasn't until 2 days later on Saturday when we found out what had happened. I'd had a pain in my leg, and so I had went to the hospital. And on Monday morning, the doctor with four other doctors and seven nurses came into my room and stood around as my doctor sat on my bed and took my hand and said, young lady, you should not be here. It's impossible for you to be alive. And I said, why? He says, because 1/3 of your kidney has exploded. And that meat and those and that blood clots had to go through your brain and heart. And all we can find is one little one in your leg. So I said to him, well, when did this happen, doctor? He says, I don't know, but it was very, very short a time ago. I knew what had happened on that Thursday night then. And then so a couple of hours later, in comes a young man by the name of Marlon Roberts, who was the undertaker in the town of Ashland, Wisconsin.
Oh, you were glad to see the undertaker.
And he said, the doctor called me and told me I needed to come and see a miracle that was in his hospital because I should have been in a morgue. Well, he got born again. He sent his wife over and she got born again.
But he lost some business.
Well, he got born again, which is the best here. So, also at that time, the doctor had explained to me that kidneys do not regenerate or grow back on, but I was not having any problem because I still had 1 2/3 kidneys left. Well, 10 years later, we found out, because I was having a problem that was not related to that at all, that my kidney had been regenerated. And not only had it been regenerated, but God had left a signature. It was cross-stitched on.
Now, I don't know much about sewing. What's a cross-stitch?
Well, it's a sideways cross. A cross-stitch looks like this.
So that's why you say he left his signature.
Yes, because if you straighten it up, you have a cross.
Well, but from what I understand from my doctor friends, a kidney doesn't regenerate like that.
Yeah, but they forgot, or they didn't know about
with cross that. Stitches, no less.
That's right. But see, we have to realize there is the natural truth, which we can call a fact, and then there is a higher truth, which is God's truth, and that always supersedes the natural truth, if we remember to look to the one who has promised us things in the Bible. And he said that this was for us, so why not take it all?
Dale, again, what was written on that wall, which you spoke out of your mouth, that I believe triggered this great miracle?
Definitely. I believe the Bible is alive today as it was when it was written. And if we don't speak it out, if we don't believe it, we'll never speak it. And we've got to speak out what His Word says. I've come for
And it says in Exodus, repeat that scripture.
Exodus 12:13, when the children of Israel were exiting out of Egypt towards the promised land, and there is where they had to apply to kill the they had to kill the lamb, put it over their doorman, over their door that time.
Pesach, Passover.
Yes, okay. Over Passover time. And the firstborn of all Egypt would die if it didn't do that. But because they believed the word, the children of Israel applied the blood of the lamb over the door mantle on the side of the door. And at midnight, there was a great cry. And the Bible says the firstborn of all Egypt died, but not one who applied the blood died. And that blood is life-giving something. That's our protection today from the death angel.
I am so grateful for the blood, because all Dale did was say, I speak of the blood that was represented at the Passover, the blood of Jesus. That's why at the Passover they applied the blood, but it only represented the blood of the Messiah. There is such power. Wait till you hear the next miracle in their life. I tell you, that blood is still alive and speaking today. Be right back after this word. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Dale and Pearl Rotz. And February 15th, 1997, the same thing happened, but a different part of your body. Pearl, you and your husband were in church of all places.
Yes.
And what do you remember?
I remember I walked into the church and I had a sensation in my head that I'd never had before. And I thought I was going to pass out. So I said to Dale, honey, I think I'm going to pass out. I sat down in the pew, and that's the last thing I remember until March 21st.
What do you remember?
When you sat down in the pew, she said, oh, my head. And I knew something was not right. And as I was still walking by to her, she said, oh, my head. I knew it was serious. And then she said, my head just blew off. She screamed. See, she didn't know she was talking, but her spirit man did. And immediately she went in convulsions into a coma. She laid there. And everybody thought she was dead. And the first thing that I said came out of my inner being. If I don't believe the word, we never store it. I said, Pearl, you will not die but live, declare the works of God. I spoke it out of the spirit. And the second thing came out of me was Exodus 12:13 again. I apply the blood to you. In the name of Jesus, I command the death angel to leave in Jesus' name. But it looked like nothing was happening. And she laid there like with no life in her. And a couple of other pastors came and began to agree with the word of God. And a couple of young nurses' aides came and grabbed her by the both of her pulse and began, and they shook her head, looked at me. And I remember I looked at him and I said, she can't die or meet my demand in the name of Jesus.
You were sure?
I was sure.
Did anyone hear you?
Oh, yes. They heard me say that.
Okay. What happened next?
And
I mean, they were probably thinking, oh, yeah.
Yes. And so finally, because nothing happened, they called the ambulance and paramedics came and they worked on her for quite a while. And then took her into the hospital. And in a matter of time, I followed the ambulance behind and I finally got her to the hospital. It was only about a mile away. And the doctor met the ambulance right outside that emergency ward that evening. And he took a look at her and he said, oh my God, she's totally paralyzed. And the paramedics said, what the doc, he said, this is her husband. And he turned to me and he said, sir, I'm sorry. I said, I understand, doc. But I knew that was only temporal.
Okay, what happened next?
And they took her in and they said they couldn't do nothing. Well, I walked into that room, in the emergency room with another pastor and I. And then I walked in that room, I lifted my hands, I began just to quote the word of God out of my inner belly, begin to roll healing scriptures of the authority, who we are, and what we have in Christ. I was speaking life over her, even in that situation. And then they couldn't do nothing for her there, so they had to transfer her from Iron Mountain, Michigan to Green Bay, Wisconsin, that's over 100 miles, by ambulance. Usually they do that with Flight for Life. But they knew there was no use. They wouldn't get her out of the city limits. You had to haul her back. But she got down there. And that evening, it was about 10 o'clock before we got at the hospital. I remember I got to the hospital, this doc that met me, he was the brain surgeon. And he told me what they told him in the hospital. And he said, I don't believe nothing to do with your wife.
Well, what he had told them, is that 97% who have an aneurysm like I did die instantly. Of the 3% that are left, 95% of them will die very shortly. And whatever is left of them is a vegetable. They'll never be alive except as a vegetable.
Well, what did he say was going on inside of your wife's brain?
Well, because of the damage that the x-ray showed, that there was no use of operating. That's what he said. They was expecting her just to die. Mm-hmm. But 24 hours later, and she didn't die, and he said, well, we see your wife didn't die, so we'll see what we can do. But this brain surgeon is the best.
Are you convinced that she did not die because of you speaking God's word over her and believing God?
Yes, I believe in the word of God is alive and powerful, but we don't speak it. We need to realize that God is the God, mm-hmm. the supernatural. He wants to show up through his body.
Well, what happened next?
The next, they operated on her, and that was a four and a half hour operation. They got her back to her room, and I stood by her bed, and I said, Holy Spirit, how do I pray over her? And the Holy Spirit, through the triune God, spoke to my heart. The first thing he said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, and I said, Lord, I don't get it. And he said, Genesis 1. I turn to Genesis 1 and I begin to read. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth without form and void. But God spoke those things, darkness out, light come. And as I was reading that, immediately the book of Genesis, it was so and it was good. Everything else was wiped out. All I could see, it was so and it was good. All the other words were gone. Mm-hmm. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, does Pearl have a brain? I said, doctor said it's dead. But he said, my words are creative. Call the dead brain cells live again. So literally I had to either believe what his word says or doubt it. I believe God's word. And I laid hands on her. I said, in the name of Jesus, I speak creative word over your brain cells. I command brain cells to be restored in the name of Jesus. And the natural looks foolish. I did this for 10 days, no change. One day, 2 days, and as it went through the 10th day, the doctor came that morning as I was speaking over her, and he looked at the gauge and he said to me, sir, and he said, sir, your wife is dying today. She's closing down, and walked out. And I heard the word of the Spirit speak to me again, Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense or reward. And immediately, Matthew 18:19 came to my spirit. If any two agree touching anything they've asked, and I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I call in somebody today that has my faith in Jesus' name. And that just sealed. I walked out of that room, and immediately the phone was ringing in the room I went, and someone said, I believe that's for you. And my wife's two sisters from Western Minnesota called. They always call my wife Pearlie. She says, how is Pearlie doing today? I said, according to the word of God, she's doing great. I already forgot what the doctor even said, because I believe if we focus on the negative, we will never hear what the Spirit of God is saying. So many times we as Christians...
But Dale, her brain cells are dead.
Are dead.
They have written her off.
Yes.
There is no hope. But Dale believes that if he speaks God's word, agrees in prayer, and does not back off of the integrity of God's word, his wife will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Well, you already know the ending because you've seen her. We'll be right back to find out what God did. It is outstanding. Be right back. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Dale and Pearl Rotz. You know, your wife is pronounced brain dead. She's in a coma. The doctors don't expect her to ever even come out of this coma. Or if she does, she'll be a vegetable. And you sing over her? Explain that.
Well, I heard the Spirit say, sing over her. And I said, what song? The song I gave you. And so God gave Pearl a song, and I remember as I opened my mouth and started singing, immediately I was taken into the spirit realm. And for 45 minutes, that room was filled for a choir of angels, and they sang the same course I did. And Pastor John from Green Bay was there with me to verify that for 45 minutes. I thought it was only a couple of minutes, it was 45 minutes. Those angels sang the same course I sang. It came out of Philippians 2. 9 through 11 talks about at the name of Jesus, every knee does bow.
Dale, then she comes out of the coma, and as I understand it, you began to speak God's word over each area of her body. She didn't have the ability, she was paralyzed, so
yes.
She didn't have the ability to swallow.
No, not even
so
swallow.
So what did you do?
The first thing came out, And I sent the Holy Spirit, said, you speak over these organs of her body. So I speak over stroke, I spoke over paralyzation, and over every area that I felt the Holy Spirit led me to speak over. But one thing I didn't do, I did not allow people with unbelief to come in to lay hands upon her. I guarded her with that because I believe only those who had faith could speak over her. And so anyways, I kept speaking to those, and the next thing I knew that the throat muscles started to jump. And they took her up to a place for a swallow test. And there's where a great miracle happened. Because she didn't have no water in her throat, I believe, for it was almost over 2 weeks. And the nurse said to me, sir, don't you know when that food gets in her throat, she will choke to death and die?
Obviously. If
she said,
paralyzed.
You ain't got no saliva in her throat, in her mouth. I walked up to my wife and I said, Pearl, when that food gets in your mouth, you will swallow in the name of Jesus, won't you? She agreed. And they had that camera to her throat, and we had a monitor there. And as the doctor put that first food into her mouth, so you got to chew good, Pearl, chew good, don't swallow. And immediately that food got in her throat, those saliva glands activated, and her mouth was just exploded with saliva. And the little nurse stood by me, said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
She got it right.
Yeah, she got it right. And I said, yes, ma'am, that's my God. And that was the beginning of another miracle. Because, see, it takes step by step by step. But from the day until it ended was 6 weeks. From total paralyzation to a vegetable to walking out, it took us 6 weeks. So this miracle didn't happen. It was step by step. But as we walk with the word, it will.
Well, six weeks is not a long time to recover from being paralyzed and brain dead. I think that's phenomenal. But Dale, while you were in the hospital, there was a 16-year-old that was in a head-on auto accident. And what happened to her?
Well, this is a miracle. That morning...
It was a miracle. The way you talk about it, this is normal.
Yes, but... We realized God has to use people to bring it to pass. Hmm. That morning, as I sat in the intensive room waiting, and the Holy Spirit told me to teach somebody on the fifth chapter of Mark about the woman with the issue of blood and Jairus' daughter. As I was sharing that, the man sat in the corner, his head buried in his hands. And he said, there ain't hope then for my daughter, sir. I said, yes, sir. Where is she? He pointed across the hall. And he said, then take me to her. I walked over and I got into that room and I looked at her and I said, oh my God, why'd I tell him that for? because her head didn't look like a head. It was so swelled, and they had the hoses in her head trying to drain the blood out of her head. Because she had a head-on car collision, her spinal cord was partly severed. I did not know. Mm. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me again, take dominion over death and call life into her. So I took dominion over death and called life into her. And I walked out, it did no difference. But the second day already, when her dad came in that morning, and her dad, they told her dad she was blind and she would be deaf. She would never see or hear again if she lived. And the second morning she came in, her dad said, Tracy, dear. She said, Daddy, is that you? Her mind already was coming together.
Bottom line, was she totally healed?
Totally healed. The day that we walked out, she walked out with us.
Pearl.
Totally healed.
You walked out. This is, what, 8 or so years later now.
Yes.
What is your health now?
My health is perfect. I can walk through the jungles of the Philippines, and I can walk through Zimbabwe, Africa.
How do doctors handle what happened to you? How could a doctor handle what happened to you?
Well, the main doctor believed it was a miracle, which it was. And I believe that this was not God's plan for my life. This was from the enemy. But he used it to show that doctor that miracles do happen. In fact, that doctor was so impressed. And when this happened, we did not have insurance. He canceled his part of the bill within 3 months. And within 3 years, every one of our bills had been paid supernaturally.
Let me ask you something. Do you need a miracle? I'm going to ask Dale right now to look into the camera and sing a song to you, the same song he sang to Pearl that the choir of angels, and I believe the angels will sing along with him, and that'll be your point of contact in the name of Jesus for a miracle. Would you sing that song now?
This is your day. The chorus goes like this. Jesus, Jesus, what a mighty healer you have. Jesus, Jesus, what a mighty healer you have. At the name of Jesus, every knee does bow. Jesus, Jesus, what a mighty healer you have. Jesus. That is a chorus the angel sang with me.
And when you hear him sing that song, what goes on inside of Pearl?
Well, you know what
happens
many times? My leg starts to jiggle and dance around.
You know, as you wanted to dance, I'll tell you what, why not? Pearl wants to dance. I think if you start dancing right now, you'll dance into your healing.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I plead the blood, the Passover blood upon you.